Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, I like to finish on a fun note, and that is talking with from Amalan.com writer Dean Weingarten. Well, hey, we have a verdict today, Dean.
Not only do we have a verdict, we actually have five verdicts. Not guilty on all charges, which is what should have been expected, but which was complicated by false media coverage, and which charges should never have been brought in the first place. So it's good to see that the people of Kenosha were able to go beyond the false reality that was created by the major media and to render a form of justice. But in fact, Kyle Rittenhouse should never have been put through this from the beginning.
Have you looked at some of the reactions? Let me read you one. This is from Gavin I Love Brill Cream Newsom. He said, America today, you can break the law, carry around weapons built for a military, shoot and kill people and get away with it. That's the message we just sent to armed vigilantes across the nation. There's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is, but he's just wrong, too. Kyle didn't break any laws. What law did he break?
What Kyle Rittenhouse did, as far as I'm concerned, is that he went where the cops weren't. And if you're not going to let the cops be there, if you're going to have the cops stand down, and you're going to give a group of people, if the government is basically sanctioning people to destroy parts of a community where they don't own the property, then the property owners probably are going to push back. And this is going to be the kind of pushback you get.
Exactly.
And if you don't want that, then let the cops do their job and stay out of the way and stop politicizing all of this.
We, for 50 years at least, we've been repeatedly told, I don't know how many countless times, you don't need a gun. The government will protect you. You don't need a gun. The police are there. Why would you ever need a gun? The government makes sure everything is safe. Well, Kenosha and riots in a dozen or more other cities have shown people that's all a lie. That's all false. In fact, the United States has a long, long history of local militias being spontaneously organized to exert order in a community where government control has fallen apart, is non-existent for one reason or another. And it's part of the American plan. The idea that armed people in local communities would organize with each other and exert civic order when some distant government, or in this case, local government that is unwilling to do so, can't or won't do it, is a very clear part of the American plan, and it's part of the Second Amendment, too. So this is exactly what should be done. What's shocking to me, in some ways, is there weren't, instead of a couple of dozen people protecting properties in Kenosha, there weren't a couple of dozen hundred people.
Yeah, yeah. That did occur to me, but I mean, even... Well, I mean, you know, in Ferguson, we saw a lot of Ferguson residents taking up weapons, and if they knew somebody in the community, I heard a story about a bunch of young black men who armed themselves to protect a white owner of a gas station because he'd known the man, the guy that organized this. He'd known this man all of his life. He'd always been treated the way he wanted to be treated, you know, like a human being and all this other stuff, and he wasn't going to let that happen. And that was happening in Ferguson. Nobody ever said anything about that. And that's the way it should be. If you're going to step aside and let the mob come in, then somebody needs to be in place to stop the mob.
And we saw some similar things in Minneapolis. And we saw one young man, well, I guess a little older than a young man, go to Minneapolis. He was armed. He was part of the protest. And he was shot at, albeit with rubber bullets, it's hard to tell, you know, when you're being shot at, and fired back in self-defense, and eventually he was cleared by the jury system because all the evidence was on his side. And that is exactly what should have happened, and it's what happened here in a way, too, although here we had the mob of the media loudly and repeatedly claiming falsehoods in an attempt to try to convict Kyle Rittenhouse without any basis in fact or the law. And so, you know, it's a good sign that he has been found not guilty on all charges. There's been a lot of speculation about who in the media or outside the media may be sued for making false claims about him, the most prominent of those being President Biden, who put a picture of him with a rifle and along with the words proclaiming essentially that he was a white supremacist. Now, I don't think most people accept the definition of white supremacist as anyone who isn't a Democrat. Yet that seems to be the definition that the left holds. A Democrat may be too broad a term. White supremacist is anyone who doesn't agree with them at the moment.
Yeah, I know, but it's a stupid go-to. That's a stupid default position to take.
Oh, you're absolutely really correct.
And, you know, we're coming up on the first break, so... when we get back, I want to, you know, whichever way you want to go with this, I am absolutely ready to go. But a large part of this has got to be that too many people don't critically, they're surprised by this outcome because they're not critical thinkers. And I want you to talk a little bit in this remaining time that we have today about the effect the media has on driving this narrative and causing violence. That's
absolutely
later on when we get back. Dean has 1,800 plus articles at amoland.com. That's his outlet of choice today. And, well, they're the biggest of their type on the planet in the interwebs, and he's the biggest writer there. So you do the math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the Rittenhouse case, I'm looking across the internet at some of these reactions out there. These people are sort of unhinged, aren't they?
Well, they are. They have a false view of reality. And that false view of that reality, frankly, has been created by two things. The media and the education system, and both of those are connected by the ideology of, I guess you'd call it progressivism or leftism, which are really two parts of the same thing. And none of what we have seen would have happened if the major media had bothered to report facts and actual law instead of imagined falsehoods and imaginary law. And Barry, I've reported on this Amelan over the last 14 months with about two dozen and more articles. And from very early on, I was explaining there was no murder case, there was no reckless endangerment case, there was no firearms charge, which was consistent with the law. And probably outside of the obvious self-defense, but even more egregious was the firearms charge. I mean, and I think it was very deliberate. Repeatedly, the prosecutor informed the court the firearms charge was based on what the prosecution believed the law had to be rather than on what the law actually was. It's just a microcosm of the media, the leftist ideology altogether. Decisions are made on what they believe reality should be rather than what reality is. And it was very important to the left and to the prosecution that the firearms charge be brought and that it be prosecuted and that Kyle be found guilty, because it lent the air of illegality to what was obviously legal and ethical self-defense. If you could show that Kyle illegally possessed a weapon, then you could make the case, I mean, not in law, but in ethically or morally, that none of it would have happened if Kyle had been following the law. But in fact, he was following the law. And one of the funniest things, or most ironic, perhaps, in the whole trial, was you have ADA, Assistant District Attorney, the prosecutor, T. Claire Binger, asking Kyle questions about the law in Wisconsin. And Kyle answers him truthfully and correctly, and ADA Binger says, well, that's obviously false. You know, that can't be the case. That's impossible. I mean, that's what he implies. I think he does it in the form of questions. And we find out that this 17-year-old from Antioch, Illinois, just across the border from Wisconsin, knows more about firearms law and understood it better than this long-term practicing attorney and prosecutor in Kenosha. Now, that's willful ignorance. That's willfully maintaining a expression of mythology rather than learning reality. And you see it in what the prosecutor says. I mean, he literally says, look, the law cannot possibly mean what it says because that would be irrational. But that's not true. And the judge, In the final, when he finally makes the decision, he says, well, that doesn't work for you. If the law is irrational, then the whole thing gets thrown out. You know, if an ordinary person can't figure it out, and what you're saying is, it cancels itself out. If that's true, it all gets thrown out, which is simple logic under the law. But that's not, you know, what Binger is saying. And I followed the hearings. I followed, you know, what was said in court. He is literally saying that he cannot imagine that the law actually says what it says. That's impossible. That's what he's saying. And so that's part of what got into the media narrative. And I was following this early on. And you had articles in the Milwaukee Journal, Sentinel, and across the nation. And they're talking about how, well, it's possible through a loophole in the law that was created as an exemption to hunting that maybe, you know, there's just a slim possibility that Kyle might walk on this charge because of this vague wordiness in the law. Well, I mean, yes, the vagueness, the judge, that's part of what the judge is saying. Well, if the law contradicts itself, we're going to throw it out. But while it was a little convoluted and slightly harder to read than I try to write, it wasn't that hard if you actually took the time to read the law and follow it. And in fact, when I dug into the history of Wisconsin and the history of restricting age restrictions of people from having various weapons in Wisconsin, it became abundantly clear. The law never restricted 16 and 17-year-olds from carrying rifles and shotguns. And there was only one small time in the law when it was maybe a little bit ambiguous, and that was corrected a few years later in order to make it clear that the a person who could carry rifles and shotguns legally if they were under 18 wasn't allowed to carry short-barreled rifles and shotguns, mostly because those were prohibited in another statute unless you did all the requirements for a National Firearms Act purchase under federal law, and people under the 18 were not able to do that. So, and the idea that this was some weird fluke in the law, some wild loophole that was unimaginable, simply wasn't true. It just doesn't conform with reality.
Hang on right there. Fascinating. I'm so enjoying today. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse's verdict has been reached, not guilty. Speaking in a press conference, Mark Richards, one of Rittenhouse's attorneys, says the judge was correct in throwing out the gun possession charge.
If you read the statute correctly, he was legal in having that firearm. And obviously once the evidence came in, the judge threw the charge.
Rittenhouse claims self-defense in the killing of 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum and 26-year-old Anthony Huber that happened last year during riots and looting in Kenosha. The Department of Justice announcing in a joint effort with Europol that it arrested 150 people worldwide in Operation Dark Hunter in an effort to seize weapons, drugs, and more than $31 million in currency. Arrests taking place across three continents. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden at the White House Friday participates in the annual presidential turkey pardoning ahead of Thanksgiving.
A special thanks to the students at Ellie and Jack's school in Jasper who submitted the names of these two fine turkeys. The two names I couldn't agree on more. Who better help celebrate the holiday in which they break the bread for two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly.
A social spending package is moving forward through Congress. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
House Democrats have won the first round of the very expensive partisan social spending bill. President Biden's Build Back Better legislation passed by a thin majority Friday morning.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 213.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The House now has 1 week to get the legislation ready for a Senate vote.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten about the Rittenhouse case, and where would you like to go with this now, sir?
Well, let's continue on just a little bit so I can give some historical context
to
this idea that it is just unthinkable that 16 or 17-year-olds would be allowed, which is a bad word in the first place, would have the right to walk around with a rifle or shotgun. It wasn't until 1956, which is like 5 years after I was born, that it was illegal for any person of any age to walk around with any firearm as long as it wasn't concealed in Wisconsin. And in 1956, the legislature passed a law saying people under the age of 18 couldn't walk around with pistols, or basically concealed firearms, concealable firearms. And you had people in that era who would take their target rifles to high school rifle shooting team on buses and on the subway in New York City. We had people in Milwaukee who wouldn't have any problem using public transportation to take a target rifle to a high school shoot or to go hunting. And it wasn't until basically the great society that was pushed by Johnson that we started to get to the point where we had large numbers of young men with no parental control because they basically had no fathers in close proximity to them, that people started to worry about juveniles walking around with weapons. Because previously, if you had a problem with that, you go to the parents, and you hold the parents accountable, and you have the parents either straighten the kids out, or you punish the parents and the children. So it was a huge change to the Great Society programs, in my opinion, and that's where some of this comes from. But for most of our history as a country, the idea that children could walk around with weapons wasn't any big deal. It just wasn't considered unusual or a problem. So, you know, we've seen this change, this attempted change. It hasn't convinced everybody, but there's been a lot of people convinced that no one should have weapons anytime, except, of course, the police, which we want to have weapons all the time because we're not willing to do things for ourselves. So this false narrative that was put on by the media, mostly by people in large urban centers on the East and West Coast, that, this is unthinkable that a 17-year-old would walk around with a weapon legally during a riot. Well, to me, it's kind of weird that there weren't more of them out there protecting more businesses and preventing more damage. I mean,
let me ask you a question. So if with the stuff that they were doing, with the idea that with all the they're working off of the narrative,
correct,
all of these attitudes that we're getting is off of the narrative. Is their position? Do you think their position is, in the event that one of these social demonstrations occurs, you should just be willing to take a beating for the cause? And if the cops don't show up to help you, okay, because there shouldn't be any cops. But whenever this has to happen, you should be willing to take a beating for the cause. And if that's the case, I'm afraid that's going to get bloody.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to get bloody for them.
I think that what the people, the proponents of that ideology really want is a justice system, if you want to call it, of course, that is not colorblind, that is very much influenced by politics, in which if you are an enemy of the cause, as determined by them at any time and place, you are not subject to protection under the law, and anybody who takes you on, for whatever reason they wish to designate, as long as they are friendly to the cause, is fully justified in doing whatever they want to you. And that's just, it's a form of mob violence, but I guess a better way to put it is it's a form of using non-state actors to enforce totalitarian state agendas, such as you see down in Venezuela, or that you saw in Germany, you know, as the Nazis came to power, as you saw in, to a lesser extent, in the Soviet Union, because they were not so concerned with whether or not the people were considered organs of the state. There were plenty of committees that they just said, well, you guys, go ahead and do what you want. But they had at least a small patina of state sanction. But their sanction was, these people are enemies of the state. You can do anything you want to them. It's hard to consider that actual legality. But that's what we see, yes. It's not anything we would consider justice, but because they're operating off of the end justifies the means, anybody who's with us can do anything they want, as long as it promotes the cause, and anybody who's against us can be punished in any way we want, as long as it promotes the cause. And I think that's what they're aiming for. Intimidation, too, is a big deal. If you can't defend yourself and these people can come and burn and loot, destroy your business, beat you up, even kill you occasionally, probably leading, this is the type of thing that leads to genocide, by the way. You demonize a portion of society. You define them as not really being human, as being subhuman or unworthy of state protection. And eventually you say, well, we've got to solve this problem. And then what's the ultimate solution? You get rid of them by any means.
Well, you know, that's all well and good. The problem is that, you know, that's not a world that is based on reality.
No, it's not. Not in the U.S.
No. And, I mean, no matter how much they try to have it, while they have the media and they have, you know, a bunch of other things involved in the narrative getting out there, it doesn't matter. And I'm just waiting to see what happens.
They're losing that.
Yeah.
That's a really important thing to make, the jury in Kenosha was not intimidated, not effectively.
Nope.
They came up with the correct answer, even with this vast ocean of media lies.
Well,
so that's actually heartening and encouraging.
It is, but at the same time, I'm watching all these reactions, and I want to see what happens in Kenosha. When we come back, I want to talk about all these players that showed up, like they have a dog in this fight. They don't. And if they try to, I guess if they try to push the position, we'll see what happens with that. But
yeah,
you can find Dean Stuff, 1,800 plus articles at amoland.com. Unprecedented amount of content there waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten today, justice was served, no matter what the left wants to think, no matter what the narrative is, no matter how it shifts, this was self-defense. Self-defense is legal in the United States. What would your, how would you like to finish our encounter
today?
Well,
let's talk about the action of the prosecutors, because the prosecutors come across during the trial as inept, unprepared, irrational, and unethical. And you have to say, how did they think they were going to be able to get away with this and get a guilty verdict? And I think, looking from their perspective, I believe they were gobsmacked by reality. Their false assumptions about the nature of reality just created the conditions to where they spectacularly failed. And some of the things that they expected from reality were, they almost certainly expected Rittenhouse to reach a plea deal. Because most people who are charged with a whole bunch of charges and the potential of spending their lifetime in jail would probably be willing to plead down to a few years in jail. That didn't happen in part because the left no longer controls the entire narrative. And there was so much digital media out there and so much evidence that it was obvious that Kyle was innocent, that a plea deal was far less likely. They expected to be able to pressure Rittenhouse into a plea deal by having such a high bail set that he'd be rotting in jail for years, or a year and a half in this case, before he ever came to trial. I've seen this happen in other cases. But again, there was so much media, so much digital media, that people were willing to come to the aid of him and get enough money raised to meet bail. And they expected if there was that reaction of people to rally to the cause, that it would be shut down by their allies in the tech oligarchy. And there were, what, three different attempts to raise bail for Kyle Rittenhouse that were shut down by the tech oligarchy, starting with GoFundMe, and then one or two other cases until he finally found a Christian-based source that was willing to allow fundraising for him. And they still shut down the ability of that Christian fundraiser to accept donations via certain methods. And so then they figured that, you know, they'd be able to create this narrative about the charges and just make law. Well, they weren't able to do that either. One of the critical things in this case is they were able to get a judge who was committed to actually following the law. I think there was a serious possibility that the case would have been given to a judge who believed in the leftist narrative, in which case it could have ended up far different. And then they probably believed that, at worst case, they could have enough pressure brought against the jurors that the jurors would go with their rendition of events. So none of those things happened to be true, and that's where their belief in the nature of reality just was undermined, because they didn't believe in real things. And they lost, and they appeared like dunces and poltroons and idiots, and it's well-deserved. But it's not so much deserved because they made irrational decisions. It's that what the nature of reality they based their decisions on was wrong to begin with. So what will happen to ADA Binger and ADA Krause? Well, hopefully there'll be an investigation of some of the, what appear to be hugely unethical things they did in order to try to convict an innocent man for crimes that were never committed. And I'd like to see some consequences to that. I don't know if we will.
I had an attorney on at the first hour, and she's of the belief that this could be very bad for them. It just depends on how far it gets pushed.
And frankly, attorneys are often loath to push things hard on other attorneys.
Right.
But, you know, I think there should, at the minimum, we should be investigating things like, how did the video get degraded before it was sent to the defense? Did they know the name of Jump Kick Man before the trial? And if they did, how did it happen that that was never revealed to the defense? Was there any collusion on the timing of the appearance of this drone video days into the trial when it was taken 14 months ago?
Yep. A lot of questions.
Those are things that that need serious investigation, and I want to see it done.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. We'll see. We'll see what we get out of this. But the one thing, though, the media, what they're doing now is going to lead to more violence. And it's going to lead to more death. It's going to lead to more death. And they should really get back in their lane, which is news, and not worry so much about trying to drive. They're acting like a herding agent. They're trying to herd people mentally into this idea that self-defense is racist. And unfortunately, it is not.
You're correct. We must punish the media by not giving them clicks, not buying from their advertisers, going to alternative media that we found to be reliable, and building networks where they don't have power. I think all those things are happening. We just need to accelerate them as much as possible.
Well, actually, what's happening, Dean, is this is all part of my big overlord operation to get you to the point to where you will write a story about Lock and Load on Ammo Land.
Oh, that's a thought.
I have manipulated all of these things to be this way in order for it to gel and make sense to you. Because I knew that with your keen analytical mind.
master plan.
So, anyway. I hope, and I even as I say this, I know it's not going to happen. I know they're not going to rein themselves in. They don't have that capability. That's like me asking somebody to quit breathing.
One of the biggest problems with the media is they don't seem to have any ability for for introspection.
No, that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
To themselves.
So
when you're not true to yourself, everything else goes away.
And it would actually be quite the boon to society if they would employ a little introspection, take a step aside, look at what they've become, and look at how they're failing. And I mean, they truly are the enemy of the people. Media today is the enemy of the people. We have run out of time, Dean. Hey, thank you very much for this week. As always, it has been quite illuminating. I'm glad we finally got what we got out of the Rittenhouse case, and I will talk with you next week.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And back on Monday, between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.